Nutmeg Junction presents Barnaby Druthers. Barnaby Druthers, London's second favorite private detective, investigates mysteries with his intellectual partner, Irene Adler. In the modern Druthers stories, Barnaby explores mysteries in modern-day America. We proudly present Barnaby and the New PRB, Part 2. Starring Devin Richtmeyer and Humphrey Ralston. Directed by A.J. Lynn. Written, created, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk.
Years ago, four friends from college forged new identities in cultural circles. The most talented member of the group began a dramatic transformation from a struggling artist named Cobb into the most promising creative visionary of a new generation. He became Dante, a founding member of the new Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood, an artist destined for triumph and tragedy.
Okay, the guy left the table. I'm gonna go talk to her. Anyone have a pen? Charlie? Anyone?
What do you need a pen for, Cobb?
For my business card.
Here you go.
Thanks, Jin.
He's going to talk to her.
This I have to see.
Yes, Tad. Sit and watch. What you do best.
Hey, Cobb. Aren't you going to say, be right back?
Never, Liz. From now on, I don't go back. I only move forward as Dante. My name is Dante.
What can I do for you, Dante?
I want to immortalize you on canvas.
I'm with someone, dear.
He can't immortalize you on canvas unless he pays someone like me to do it.
You want him to pay you?
I can't be bought.
Then what are you asking for? To paint my picture?
I want the world to see you and forget their personal pain for a moment, and remember there was a time when they believed in things that mattered.
You probably know who
yes,
I am.
I know who you are, Agnesia.
I'm sure you can find something online to inspire you.
Your modeling work is very beautiful. Stunning, in fact. But anybody can copy a face and form. A true artist needs to experience the color of your eyes when you smile. The left eye has a hint of opal. The right is like moonstone. An artist takes in visions of perfection and is compelled to move heaven and earth until he exhales. There may be photos of you online, but we don't ask the moon for heat. We must seek out the sun. To change the world, I need you as my muse. For now and for all time. Will you take my card?
I'll take your card.
Here it is. But wait. Thank you, Agnesia.
Nice to meet you, Dante. You've drawn my eyes on your card.
I caught the vision of perfection and needed to exhale.
The nation is still mourning the loss of Jonathan Dante Cobb, the artist who defined American art in the 21st century. His work was radical and bold, while still paying homage to the extraordinary pre-Raphaelite era of artists.
2 years after the formation of the group in the booth at Siddall's Tavern, Dante lay dead on a beach, stunning the community at large and setting the stage for a mystery that only journalists Irene Adler and private detective Barnaby Druthers could solve.
My word, Larkin Fox and friend. I'd invite you in, but this is a motel room, so it hardly seems appropriate.
We need to come in anyway, Mr. Druthers. The paparazzi are out in full force around here.
Well, if you insist, then I'm sure even Mother would approve.
Thank you.
Not at all.
I had to be pretty creative to get Jin here without being seen.
Jin? I'm sorry. I don't prefer cocktails this early in the morning.
Jin, as in Virginia Maddox Jin. May I present Barnaby Druthers?
Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Likewise. I hope you can help.
Well, If you absolutely must have a cocktail, I'm sure we can arrange something. I doubt whatever it is in the mini bar is top shelf.
Not that kind of help. The other kind. The investigation kind. You know, the kind that helps solve the Algernon Drifter case.
Oh, indeed. How very wonderful. Well, Miss Adler will be around shortly. She's in another room. We were about to find a suitable establishment for morning tea and crumpets. Could you recommend a good crumpet place?
No, sorry.
If there is such an establishment, Miss Adler will discover it. She can discover anything. She's a journalist, you know.
What? Larkin, you didn't tell me.
I wasn't thinking about that, but you can trust her.
Absolutely. Unless, of course, you want to keep something a secret, because then you'll be in a bit of trouble. Miss Adler is rather good at sussing things out, I'm afraid.
Barnaby, are you ready? Oh, Larkin. Nice to see you down here.
This is my friend, Virginia Maddox.
Virginia Maddox? Well, well, we do have a lot to discuss.
Perhaps we should order in for tea and crumpets. I'll discuss recommendations with the manager.
Meanwhile, in an art studio just outside city limits, Charlie Brinks, the founder of the new Pre-Raphaelite movement, is alone with his thoughts when a knock on the door jars him from the reverie.
Come in, Julian.
Are you okay, Charlie? Are you working?
I'm here at the studio, aren't I? Just not sure if I should be.
Losing Dante is hard. But shouldn't the work go on? What would Dante want you to do?
I was just thinking about that.
Dante would think you'd come up with an idea for what to do next.
He always called me an ideas guy. Never meant it as a compliment. He called me that the last time we were together here at the studio. Cobb, you finally made it to our studio!
You mean Dante. Call me Dante.
You're a stickler for names now?
When it matters.
We agreed to put NPRB on our paintings. Why aren't you doing that now?
I'm busy.
We agreed on it! All of us!
I'm busy, Charlie. I'm creating art. You remember creating art, don't you?
What are you talking about? I put in the work every day! It's right there on the canvas!
Put in the work.
Yes, put in the work.
Like 9 to 5, punch the clock. Get time and a half after 40 hours.
Why aren't you putting NPRB in your paintings?
Let's see your work, Charlie. Let's take a good look at what you accomplished. So, there we have Shirtless Gary. Here's your Samson in the temple. I get it. The pillars are fine. They came out pretty well.
Julian says this is the best NPRB painting so far.
Best thing about an art critic is how cheap they are to purchase.
He wasn't paid.
Feed them access and attention, and they excrete praise.
What have you got on your canvas?
I'm calling it Boudoir in Velvet. Do you like my choice of model?
Classy.
Not used to seeing her this way.
It's none of my business.
So, when are you and Gary calling it quits?
Shut up, Cobb!
You're the one putting it out into the world.
Liar!
It's all there. Right there, on your canvas. Look at it. It's all right there.
It's Samson in the temple.
Not a temple that's being torn down. Gary doesn't trust you anymore.
Who told you that?
You did. There.
You can't tell that from a painting.
Take a good look. Maybe you can't see it, but I can see it clearly. Maybe because I don't care, but, you know, do what you want, Charlie, with whoever you want. Wait, wait, wait.
That's enough!
You're not breaking up because of Julian, is it?
Why aren't you putting NPRB on the paintings anymore?
Because it doesn't mean anything anymore. Maybe it never did, but it sure as hell doesn't mean anything now. I don't want to put an ad for a product I don't believe in. Not on my art, not anymore.
The NPRB made you what you are, Dante.
Yeah? Look at Tad. Did he get anything from it? Did anyone else? Really? Nope. Nobody cares, but they care about what I do because my work speaks for itself. And if Julian helps you sell more, good for you. Great. I'm getting a new studio at the end of the month. I need the space. Nothing personal.
Nothing personal? It's all personal. I can't afford the studio by myself. What am I supposed to do?
You're the ideas guy, Charlie. I'm sure you'll figure something out.
If he used to call you an ideas guy, it only means he knew you're the one with the ideas, not him. You're the one who thought of creating a new pre-Raphaelite brotherhood of artists and bringing the style into the 21st century, not him. He just capitalized on it.
And how did that work out for him? I'm sorry. I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at me. Frustrated, shocked, and sad.
Wouldn't Dante want you to put it on the canvas?
He'd want me to burn this place to the ground and start over.
He was overly dramatic. Probably jealous of you.
I don't think so.
He owed you for jumpstarting his career with your idea.
You didn't know him, Julian. Not like I did.
Want me to stay for a while? I can. I don't have anything for a while.
No, thanks. But maybe I will take up the brush, but by myself. I might just need to be by myself for a while.
Take as long as you need. I'll be around when you're ready.
Thank you, Julian.
Now, get back to work.
It's not work. It's art.
Not exactly tea and crumpets, but the best they can manage, I suppose, on short notice.
Virginia, clearly you have a story to tell.
I thought I was going to be telling it to a private detective.
You are telling it one. Not a licensed one, but then again, you're not hiring me to do anything. I even paved my own crumpets.
I mean, I didn't plan on talking to the press.
She's a friend. I keep telling you that.
Do you promise not to write anything I tell you about today?
No, not at all. And I wouldn't recommend that you trust anyone in the press who makes that promise. I can promise, if it's background and I don't need it, I won't use it. I can promise to be respectful. I don't promise to be silent.
Will you let me, I don't know what's the right word, strike anything I don't want in your article?
Same answer, same reason. I'll be respectful, but I won't be your press agent.
Miss Adler and I, we work together. We're a team, a package deal. You can't have one without the other.
Would you like to tell us the last time you saw Dante Cobb?
The last time. Dante's exhibit at the Morris Gallery. It was the grand exhibition of his latest work. We were all there. Tad, Charlie, Liz. They say it was his best work.
They must be the experts because they say so much, don't they?
Tell me about it.
It was a party like no other. Everyone was there. His art surrounded us. We were immersed into his vision. As I said, we were all there. I was waiting to speak to him, but he was with Julian. I didn't want to interrupt.
This is remarkable, Dante. Truly remarkable. Your best work, I should think.
Yes, you should think that, Julian. Is Charlie with you? Or is he with Gary? Hard to keep track.
Charlie's here. Your work is just extraordinary. How did you do it?
I painted, Julian. Brush on canvas. I expect Charlie's staying close to the bar.
There is excitement in your paintings. Your subjects leap off the canvas. How did you do it? I must know the secret.
Ask Charlie. He's a painter.
I want to hear it from you.
You want the secret? My secret?
Is it okay to write it down?
Oh, I insist.
Dante! Dante! There are some friends who want to speak with you.
I'll be right there.
What is it? What's the secret?
My secret is to never explain art to a hack.
Dante, darling, they're waiting. They're Philistines, but the best kind. They have money.
Coming, my love. Enjoy the party, Julian, but don't keep Charlie out too late.
Eavesdropping is very rude, young lady.
I wasn't eavesdropping. I was just waiting.
She was listening to everything.
Oh, this is Jin. Jin Maddox. She's good people. A friend. Jin, this is Agnesia. Were you standing here long?
Yes, she was. Sneaky. I don't like her.
I was waiting to say hi.
Hi.
Dante, there are important people for you to meet.
Of course. Always. Thanks for coming, Jin. Good to see a friend's face.
That was the last I spoke to him.
The last you spoke to him?
This is hard. He was a friend.
There's a reason suspicion fell on you, though.
I have long hair. They said a woman with long black hair went with him to the beach.
And you're saying it wasn't you?
Of course it wasn't.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Virginia.
That's it?
It can be.
It can be? What's the alternative?
The alternative is we start again, and this time, you need to stick to the truth.
St. Catherine's Cemetery was quiet everywhere but the gravesite of Dante Cobb. Adoring fans placed flowers and items of remembrance, while the lone figure of Tad Evers stood watching from a distance. Unexpectedly, he was recognized by the driver of a small sedan.
What are you doing over here? The gravesite's over there.
I know. You can't miss it. His acolytes were busy creating a shrine to him. I just wanted to keep my distance till they left.
Let's come back when they're gone. There's even more stuff they're leaving at the beach.
I saw posts of that online. The flowers and things.
They don't even know him. Not like us.
He got worse. Especially at the end.
What do you mean worse?
You know what I mean.
You're really gonna talk bad about him here? At his grave?
You were mad at him too.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. I remember. The Blessed Damozel?
That was something else.
You look upset, Liz. Why don't you check out the hors d'oeuvres table?
I lost my appetite.
Not the reaction I was expecting.
Your paintings are amazing.
The subject matter? Ugh.
Agnesia is my muse.
Wall to wall Agnesia.
Most people like her.
Most people haven't met her.
Oh, that's right. You interviewed her for that thing. How'd that go?
If you have to ask.
She's not the only model in the show. Come on, I'll show you.
You're taking us on a tour?
Is there a barf bag in this light?
You'll like this, over here. Come on, over here. Okay, let me present something with another model. It's called Boudoir in Velvet. You don't mind risque subject matter, do you?
Don't mind at all.
Wasn't asking you, Tad.
Let's see what you've got.
And here we are, my other model. Like it?
She posed for you? Like that?
Reason 12,001 why I don't do abstract painting. Abstract sucks. Just a fact, Tad. No offense. Liz, what do you think?
I knew it!
Wait. Where are you going?
Away from you!
Jealous? Ha. She's jealous.
You painted Virginia Maddox.
Yeah. I love this one. I think it's my favorite.
It's not just that you painted her. It's how you painted her. The way she's looking out. We've never seen her look like that.
Of course you haven't. Why would she ever look at you that way? That's what I like about you, Tad. You know when to keep your mouth shut.
I remember you stormed off.
We sorted things out.
Did? When?
We did, all right?
Okay, I'll shut up. Keeping my mouth shut is what I'm good at.
What do you mean, stick to the truth? I have been telling the truth.
No, I'm sure what was said was kindly meant, wasn't it?
We have precious little time, Virginia. It's up to you. We're not the ones who are suspected in a murder. You are.
I don't have to stand for this.
I think if we can all just settle down, this can be sorted out.
You brought me here, Larkin, and look how they're treating me. I'm done with this.
Wait, let's think this through.
If I might be of assistance, excuse me for a moment. Would you mind terribly rolling the window down?
What is it?
It's obvious you're scared, Miss Maddox. Who wouldn't be? You're a suspect in a murder, and very few people know what that's like. It's dreadful, isn't it?
Sometimes it's too much.
I know. I know. And it's not fair. And you don't know who to trust. But I know what it's like because I went through something exactly like that this very year. I was a suspect in a murder. Well, a person of interest. But the gist of the thing still applies.
You're a private detective. That probably comes with the territory.
Doesn't make it any less jarring for one, now does it? Fortunately, I did have someone to talk to, someone who could help me sort things out. And that was Irene Adler.
She called me a liar.
No. She wanted the whole truth. Did we ever tell the whole truth to anyone? Least of all ourselves.
I'm about done here, Mr. Druthers. I don't want to back over your feet.
I understand there's something the young people like quite a lot called social media. To many of us sounds absolutely dreadful, but some quite like it, especially if you like cats and things.
What are you talking about?
Well, social media people create a persona. I think the word is, I'm not sure the word at the moment. They create,
an avatar?
No, that's a film. Anyway, these personas, these versions of themselves, it's not really who we are. It's often the best version of ourselves, the version we want other people to see. You know, people do that in real life too, all the time. We are always on our best behavior if we believe Mother is watching, yes?
I suppose.
If we do that in real life, how much more would we do that when placed in a position of peril, where you believe the wrong answer might condemn you and no answer seems quite good enough to save you? You might decide to share a version of events, the one least likely to implicate yourself. But that version is not the whole truth, yes?
Yes.
And a version that is not the whole truth is not what is required to investigate and solve a crime. And solving the crime is what is necessary to save you from your predicament. You may believe, if you could not portray yourself as completely innocent, that you are therefore proven guilty. That is not reality. If we live in this world, we are not innocent. We are human. We will not condemn you for being human, Miss Maddox. But if you trust us enough to tell us the whole truth, we can help you in your time of greatest need. No one more so than Irene Adler. Thank you, Miss Maddox.
I don't have a better choice.
Miss Maddox has agreed to join us once more. Tea and crumpets all around.
No more tea!
Thank you for coming back, Virginia.
Call me Jin. Now, what do you want to know?
The truth. The whole truth this time.
The mind can't help but remember moments of the greatest importance, moments of greatest joy and sorrow, and most of all, moments of greatest regret. Somewhere in the state of Oregon, one memory played over and over again, like audio on a continual loop, a memory of Dante and of an offer.
We have lost the sunset, but stay with me tonight and we will greet the sunrise together on a beach, a secret beach. And in the morning's light, I will make you immortal. I will paint you. All you have to do is say yes.
Somewhere in Oregon, a voice whispers.
Yes.
Renowned artist Jonathan Dante Cobb was laid to rest yesterday in a private ceremony at St. Catherine Cemetery. According to the coroner's report, which was released to the public, the death has been ruled a homicide. According to local authorities, although no one has been charged, the investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information should contact them via the tip line. We'll keep you informed and up to date on all news as we learn more.
Until there was new information, the news and entertainment media would move on. The art world would move on. The casual onlookers and even the fans would move on. But someone, somewhere in Oregon, will not move on. And until they solve the crime, neither will Irene Adler and Barnaby Druthers.
Barnaby and the New PRB, Part 2, starred Devin Richtmeyer, Humphrey Ralston, Robert C. Fullerton, Kayla Soule, Liam Grimaldi, Tiffy McKay, Jason Kulas, Elizabeth Jansevich, Matt Griffiths, Jandy Hanna, Lana Peck, Dillinger Otterson. Original music by Bob Eccleston, copyright 2019. Directed by A.J. Lynn. Written, created, and produced by J. Timothy Quirk.